All right, quick question. This one's for the boys. When you're changing your tire and the pressure... Okay, now that we got the girls away.
Okay.
All right. No, seriously, when you're...
What's your favorite car part in an automobile?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I really like the steering wheel.
All right, now that we have all the girls out of the way.
Okay, for the boys. Y'all take just the glizzy out when you go to the bathroom, or you do like... The glizzy in the sack.
Okay, now that we have all the girls.
That's my real question.
Oh, that's the question?
Yeah.
What's a glizzy?
You're asking when I change a tire?
No, that was a buildup to get the girls not to listen to them.
Anything that starts with a glizz or glizz, I think of like Krispy Kreme donut glaze.
Like a glizzy McGuire.
Never heard of that.
The peen.
Where that's is it referred to as that?
I thought I it was going to be something so off specific. It's just the dick.
I would think I would be well versed in this, but I don't know what the fuck a glizzy
is. Yes, they just call it a glizzy now, I guess.
Perfect. Okay, so now repeat that question, and with that made up word you just...
Do you take just the glizzy out, or do you pull the rest of it out with it when you go to the bathroom?
Oh, I pull out everything.
Everything?
Really? Yeah. I just want all my junk out of the park. Like, I don't want to like play any sneaky games, you know? Like, I just want everything out.
Right, yeah.
Make the business and then put it right back. Obviously, shake it before
you
want to.
You want to bring
it back in. Yeah.
You want to bring it all to the party.
Yeah,
I got you.
I don't agree with that at all.
What a strong intro.
Let's get this party started, baby.
His.
No, go ahead, Alt.
His
coffee talk, baby. That's my new favorite move. That little like side running thing. Oh, he still got it. Hold on. Give Zane a second.
Oh, that was my new favorite move. Right.
All right. Sorry. I know. Okay. All right. Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
Oh, my. Oh. See, that's what we get.
And that's our coffee sign that just fell.
We're trying to change the setup.
Was that like a sign?
That we should do the paranormal.
We should not put out our coffee
Zane,
anymore.
It was a sign.
Yeah. No, it was saying drop the coffee.
Man, there's like a million different messages that just happened
left
right now.
Left and right.
Mm.
That was scary. Should we put it back?
No,
leave it down.
Fuck it. Okay.
And I'm Heath, your other co-host. We're joined by Mariah.
Hi.
And Kenny.
Hello.
Hi, guys. Kenny is our brand new.
Oh, my God. Every single episode.
Hey, guys. Kenny is new.
Ugh.
I hope you like him. We've had a couple great episodes so far with him. Have you enjoyed being on this podcast? Is this like something
I don't enjoy when you introduce me as the new member every time?
You are a new member. What do you
mean?
This is your, like, what, fourth, fifth episode?
Yeah, but for
make
the
it
people,
more natural. Make
yeah,
it feel like
for the people
he's at
just
home.
Coming in, just you know,
there's people gonna watch this for the first time and be like, "Who the fuck is that?
Who's
in that seat?" So we have to, you know, for a little bit, just maybe for a couple more episodes.
All right. It's my initiation. It's my hazing. It's fine.
Speaking of Kenny says he has a story that he wanted to share with the class, and he brought this up yesterday, and I've been dying to hear it, but he wanted to tell it live on the podcast.
Oh, so you've been keeping it? This better be juicy.
I've been holding this in.
He
so
came
hard.
Home the other night, and he goes, something happened tonight. And I was like, what? I was like, tell me. He goes, it's going to have to wait. So it
he murdered
really
somebody or helped somebody
That's
bury somebody.
That was literally my first reaction.
Oh my God, you're not denying it.
Kenny, is it personal? Should we like talk about it before like we
No, it's fine. I mean, this? Not, okay. At this point, no. I mean, lights, camera, action.
All right. Hey, you see,
the show
Kenny,
must
Kenny
go
knows
on.
The shit. He knows the deal. All right. Mm-hmm.
So a few days ago, I hung out with a friend in LA, and we were just going to grab dinner, just hang out for a quick little bit. And we were making jokes throughout the whole night because she's like, my God, I feel so bloated, like can't get these pants on. Like I was making fun of her. I'm like, it's the fat ass. It's the whatever. And she was making
my
jokes.
My heart's racing, by the way.
She was making jokes like, I feel like I'm like pregnant. Like I feel like I feel completely different. I feel weird. Like I've never felt like this before. I'm like making jokes, you know, just
your,
me the entire
this
time.
Does friend have like a boyfriend? Is she like,
she has a man friend.
So it's not a boyfriend. It's a man friend. This is just a friend.
It's not.
Oh, this is juicy. All right. All right.
I know who he went out with that night. So I'm just like,
I know who you went out with that night.
I know what you did
Kenny,
last summer.
Oh, my God.
Okay,
go ahead.
Give it to me.
Oh, my God. I can't let him.
I can't finish.
It's a very tangled web. We get back to her house and then she's like, we genuinely need to go to the like Rite Aid or the pharmacy
to get a pregnancy test.
I need a pregnancy test. Like I need to rule this out like now. Because I feel weird. I've never
straight,
felt like this
straight
before.
From catch. Straight from In-N-Out, straight from
Nobu Malibu.
Okay.
Right. I've been given very specific instructions of what test to get because she wants the one that says pregnant. She doesn't want there to be any guesswork. She doesn't want to look how many lines there are. It's like a math equation for her. She just wants to see.
Not the smiley face or sad face. It's like, are you happy or sad that you got one?
Right. We would just want to know. We get back. I hear my name called from the other room. I go over to the bathroom, and she is distraught, like in tears, on the toilet, like just freaking out. And she's panicking. I look at the test and it says pregnant, and it's definitely not anything that she planned for. She just goes through the whole like gambit of emotions in her mind. Like, who do I tell? Who like needs to know? Who cannot know? Like, I'm currently staying with
the entire podcast right now. Who can't know?
Millions of people.
Right. And this is something that I've gotten the okay to talk about. FYI to everyone watching. I'm not spreading anyone's.
We're hoping during in editing, you're just like, hey guys, we need to cut that whole bit. Like,
no, she's told me that I can talk about this, and she was just trying to get all the answers that she could. And I was like, look, like there's no point in worrying about worst case scenario. Like, you need to take another test. There are false positives. They exist. Like, they, you know, this is too early to be freaking out about. You don't need to make up these crazy scenarios in your mind if you don't know the answers yet. So, I mean, my opinion on it is basically based on the fact that at the end of the day, men can't be physically held accountable the same way that women can. So whatever her decision was going to be, I would have supported it because it's a life changing thing. And she's going to have to be the one that, you know, lives with that choice, makes that choice, all of it.
Yeah.
So if she's making it, it's the right thing to do for her in that moment. And she's my friend and I'm going to support her regardless.
Right.
So I waited until she took the second test, and the second test said not pregnant.
Oh, plot twist.
False positive.
But at that point, she had kind of just chugged a whole water because she needed to pee on the stick. And she looked something up that said, oh, well, if you pee on these sticks after you just chug a bunch of water, it could dilute the hormone that is detected. She said that the screen was glitching out a little bit before it displayed the pregnant statement. So she's like, I don't know if the positive was a false positive because it was glitching, or if I diluted the hormone in my urine and it was a false negative. So we're still kind of up in the air 50-50, but it was enough for her to kind of like decompress,
and that's the last
calm down.
Newest we know, latest.
I'm pretty sure there's no way she hasn't taken multiple tests, and I'm pretty sure that the other ones must have said negative, because if not, like, I would have heard about it throughout the day. Oof. I think that's just,
I know this is a very serious conversation right now, but imagine pregnancy sticks in the future.
There's an app, the screen,
it's like so high tech. The screen is just somebody pops up and goes, you're fucking pregnant, motherfucker.
There's a 15 second ad that like plays before you get your results. You're like, what the fuck?
Gosh, that's really funny.
Oh my God.
Well, that's a great start to
that is a great way to kick off the gates to this podcast.
Woo! Be careful, ladies and gentlemen.
Please wear a condom, because if you don't wear a condom, you will die.
Which brings us to our first ad, Trojan.
Oh my God. Awful.
Trojan was my high school mascot.
It was a condom? A giant condom?
Could you imagine the pep rallies?
Oh my god.
Oh yeah, for football games and stuff, I wish I could remember. But all the banners were something like just double, like with double
sexual.
Meanings. Yeah.
Really? Innuendos. Yeah. Trojans. We're hard to beat.
It was like, it was stuff like that.
Can't beat us.
So I was going to say, it's one of those things that it doesn't have to be an innuendo, but if you look at it a certain
That's what I'm saying. Like the teachers or whatever, the principal like didn't look at it like in the gutter.
They were able to get away with it.
Pretty much. Wow. Yeah.
It was a very inside joke to all the students except for the staff.
Sneaky.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Paladins, was ours anything sexual about our school? The Knights.
I don't think so.
Nope. Nothing sexual.
He did have one of those jousting sticks.
Whoa.
Whoa. Okay. Yeah. I think we need to have a little conversation with our staff.
Slow down.
We'll talk to them about our 10-year reunion, which we're going to go to, by the way, right?
Yeah.
We have to.
We were talking about this a week ago.
We're like, should we go to our fucking high school reunion?
Yes, you have to.
But at first we're like, fuck that. No, we don't want to like see anybody. But then we really thought about it. We're like,
it's so crazy because like, go. I feel like with, you know, today's age, it's kind of not as meaningful because we just see everybody on social media and it's kind of like we kind of keep up with everybody. I feel like if you had no cell phone, no internet,
you don't even know what they look like
10
anymore.
Years that would be like really something.
Mm-hmm. That's so
it's
true.
Like I know what all of our friends look like still, like
yeah,
we see that they have kids, we see what their babies look like, and like nothing's really gonna be a surprise.
Do you think people will still show up though? Like I feel like people will get over that. I feel like it'll slowly fade out. This whole high school reunion.
I think it would just be fun to hang out with them, like just to actually be in person to see them.
Because we'd probably all go out, right?
Yeah.
That's something
we'd hit downtown. We'd be on Las Vegas.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Okay. Oh, now I'm all about it. Like, that sounds fun to me.
Y'all said drinking. I'm in.
Oh, my God.
That's going to be fun, though. I feel like the 25-year, 30-year, like whatever the one is.
They have another reunion? Is high school that important where they got to come up with reunions every fucking 10
years? No, it's not that it's important. It's just like, it's
fun.
It's tradition. Yeah, my mom loves it. They all like meet up in New York every time and like she has a picture every year.
Oh my God, speaking of, she DM'd us.
Who?
Emily.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Emily DM'd
Emily, if you guys listened to the last podcast, that was the girl we both were in love with based on the title.
Dude, that's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Why is she listening to this podcast? She has no business being here.
I asked myself that too, but then I was like, wait, we dropped her full name, so I wonder if people went to our friends and like searched it and then was like, oh my God, they're talking about you.
Emily, I didn't even put your picture on the thumbnail. I used someone else. It was a model, Carly Kloss. I don't know why I picked her.
I had to pick her so
I didn't pick you because I didn't want you to fucking see it, but you did. And now it's embarrassing.
It's really awkward.
What did she say?
She said, crying laughing at the one from today, you guys make me feel so special. I'm so sorry about our first ever phone call conversation. If I made you feel so special, why wasn't I special to you in high school?
Oof.
They always come back around.
She answers your questions based on the podcast. She's like, well, to answer your question that you have on the podcast.
She comes in on the voicemail, like the
call in.
Yeah.
Yeah, we plan on doing that, by the way. It would be really fun.
We'd like to have you guys call in and answer some questions. We think that'd be.
We're just trying to figure out the best way to go about it. I'm trying to come up with a little template, a little professional little.
Oh my God, Kenny, get to work, baby. Let them sit here.
Opposite day, y'all take.
We're gonna confuse the fuck out of everyone.
What is opposite day?
You do everything the opposite.
No, when is opposite day?
Like Wednesday.
Wednesday, right?
Wednesdays.
What? Every Wednesday?
No, it's not.
That's what I was.
Hey Siri, when is opposite day?
Yeah. It's one day.
Opposite day is on Monday, January 25th, 2021.
There you go.
Every day's got to be something. This is so stressful.
That's weird that you and I had the same opposite day, but we didn't.
It was also like Wacky Wednesday.
You guys said every Wednesday was opposite? That doesn't even make sense.
In elementary school, it was like only some people knew it was every Wednesday. It's opposite day, so like it was something like silly, like it was stupid.
The only date we had at our fucking high school was Nerd Day. Literally, that's the only day that we actually got to dress up like something else than what we had to dress up.
I loved Nerd Day.
Because it was the only day we got to actually like
they actually got something, they actually got else. Rid of Nerd Day.
Why?
Because it's insensitive.
I know.
To who? Nerds?
To you.
You know what I noticed? Is that on iMessage, with the emojis, you know how you can type like hot or flame and it'll come up with the emoji
that
you're trying to come up with? If you type in nerd, it doesn't come up anymore. And I'm like, why does that happen? I guess it's because it's insensitive. I looked up nerd. I looked up dork.
Wait,
it's fucking insensitive.
What emoji used to come up?
The one with the glasses and the...
Are you offended when...
Wow, you're really going to call him a nerd right on this podcast?
It's funny though that he says that because I wasn't even like worried about Nerd Day because I'm like, ugh, like I honestly wouldn't change how I dress that much.
Of course, baby, you wore plaid every day.
I wore a solid color shirt and a matching plaid pair of shorts every single day.
Hold on. I gotta show you. I have the picture right here.
I knew the clothes that you, we weren't friends, but I saw what you wore.
You're like we weren't friends. And when I saw what you were wearing, I knew why. Wow. Wait, do you have a picture of you on senior Nerd Day?
This.
Oh my God.
You just look
God.
Like a totally different person.
He was Except a totally different person. Like seeing that picture, like just it brought me back all of us to high school. And like he was a completely different person. He doesn't act act like that.
I love the look you get every time you present your ID to anyone.
Yes.
You got a haircut? I still have. You have the same line every time.
Yeah, I still have my old ID. They just didn't update my picture, but like my hair is like down to my chest.
Florida license don't expire for like literally
20
I still
years. Have another like 6 years, I think.
It's crazy. Every other license expires in like 3 years. Yours is like literally 15 years, I think.
Yeah. You know how taste buds change every 7 years? I feel like that happens to just my entire body, not just my taste buds. Like I look completely different throughout my entire life.
Yeah.
You really do.
Like you can look at baby pictures of me and be like, that's not you. Like I just don't look like myself.
Pull up a picture from you like from like 2 years ago and you look completely different.
I know. It's nuts. So weird.
Oh, my speaking of like ID pictures, my passport picture, the time I took my passport picture because I was traveling the country, I had pink hair.
Oh shit.
And they made me put hair color pink. Like they wouldn't let me put brown. I was like, my hair color is brown. They're like, no, you have to put
what?
Pink. I was like, that
what
makes...
if you said I'm dyeing it tonight?
Yeah.
I think it's because that's what the picture is. It made no sense to me. I was like, my hair is brown.
You gotta have natural color.
It's gonna be brown in 2 weeks. Just let me just put brown, please.
What?
They're like, the picture is pink. We gotta put pink.
Like what if you had like blue contacts in?
What if I had a mask? I'm trying to come up with a, what if I had a mask? What if it just makes no sense to me.
Yeah.
Like the whole system, like the system that's above us, there's so many things that so many questions that I have. It makes no fucking sense.
I was gonna say, do you have to specify beard, no beard, sometimes beard? That doesn't make sense to me.
Kind of like the insurance. Can I talk about my? I have a question about my insurance.
Okay.
So I.
Zane has questions about everything. Look, like, he just doesn't.
So y'all wanted a Q&A? Here we go.
You know how I had an intruder like break into my house, steal shit, steal my car keys, which I just got my car back. Finally, right. After like 6 fucking weeks, I got my car back.
Finally.
And insurance will not cover my stolen shit. Like they won't cover my keys, the cost of my keys. They won't cover the cost of me having to fix my locks. Nothing. I pay every month
for what?
Home insurance, specifically for burglaries. If someone comes into my house and steals something,
right,
I pay for it monthly. But this one, they can't pay for it because it's
some sort of weird like flaw in the...
Yeah, so whoever comes to my house and steals shit, they have to steal over $18,000 worth of things for insurance to cover it.
What?
Tell me how that makes fucking sense.
It is a scam.
$18,000. You'd have to wipe my house clear.
Yeah.
And more. You'd have to steal chunks out of my house to cover $18,000 for them to pay for it.
So if you're the criminal that broke in, just take the couch.
Take it all.
You see him like trying to get the stove out of the wall.
Yeah. Zane wakes up in the middle of the night. He's like, we're not there yet. Keep going. You run out on $18,000.
So you mean to tell me a car key and a bug zapper don't add up?
Makes no sense. So speaking of my financial advisor, like handles all this. I was like, why am I paying monthly for this? He's like, well, you definitely need to have home insurance because if something really bad happens, you need to get covered for
something
that.
Something bad happened.
Really bad. It's not really bad.
So they won't cover it.
Oh,
I'm like,
I would be
so
mad.
This person can come and steal $17,000 worth of things in my house in one night.
Don't
and
cut
they
it.
Won't cover it.
I don't believe in insurance. Shit's definitely a scam.
It sounds like such a scam.
It's a hoax. Someone
broke into your house. You're paying for it just in case somebody breaks in and steals stuff. It's covered. It happens. No, not this time.
Then they show you the fine print and you're like, this is what I signed.
You're like, what? How does that make any sense?
Like the way my financial advisor was talking to me about this, it was like, it made sense. Like, Zane, like, this is the way it is. I was like, just because it's the way it is doesn't mean it's the fucking right thing to do. It's like,
you might as well not be paying every month and just
you're rewarding these people that like break into houses all the time.
What if it's a recurrent burglar and they come back?
Ooh,
and
only a couple thousand at a time.
I was going to say, but over time they steal more than $18,000.
So I should set it up where they steal my car.
He just puts $18,000 cash on the counter.
You just gotta say bump the system and then just say this got stolen.
Zane goes, I had a bowling alley here. That's now gone. I had three fridges. I'm down to one.
The Ferris wheel was somewhere over here.
I couldn't
in the
remember.
Backyard.
The problem with that is I have cameras all over my house, so they want to see.
No, you don't.
They want to take that shit down
before you call.
Not inside.
Did I tell you that? Did I speak about this already? The time where I tried to lie about a tree hitting my car.
Yes.
I try to lie about it, but they're like, okay, well, you have a camera on the back of your car.
Right.
Send us the footage. I never responded because I packed up into my car.
It just says red.
But the thing is that the tree did fall on my car, but it didn't cause that mark. I was trying to...
He's trying to get everything.
I was trying to get everything out of that.
He greedy.
But the tree wasn't even in the camera. The tree hit wasn't in the camera. So like, there's no proof of the tree hitting my car.
You don't gotta pay.
Fucking sucks. Just pay everything out of pocket, man. No insurance. Well. Just
my physical therapist is cheaper with no insurance than my dad pays with his insurance covering a portion of it.
What is that?
It doesn't
that
make
crazy?
Sense.
Like when they told you your total today, I was like, it was under $100.
$75 for my PT session.
With no insurance.
Mine was more than that for my knee with insurance.
Exactly.
How does that make sense?
That makes no sense.
I don't get it.
Crazy.
Carry the one. I need. Where's the Japanese math?
They need to do a whole documentary about like insurances and
insurance
how they fucking scam people. Because it's 100%. What?
They have to have had that.
I know what we're trying to find tonight.
But what sucks is that like you need insurance because, you know, when the fucking big earthquake hits and your house gets crushed.
Whatever, just start over. It was meant to be.
If it's meant to be.
That's how I look at it.
Did you see have you seen Twitter these past couple days? There's a bunch of minor earthquakes happening around the fault right now.
You're like a living, breathing Twitter, so I don't check it anymore. You just come in and you're like,
hey, you guys
check
this out?
Your shirt right now is the color of Twitter.
Well, I found this out because Carly's, our friend Carly, is deathly afraid of earthquakes, as she should be.
Mm-hmm.
So she told Matt, and Matt told me, and I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? So I checked Twitter, and like, our friends are talking about it.
Right.
And it reminded me of the earthquake that we felt a week ago. Remember that earthquake that woke us all up?
Oh my God.
Did we talk about that yet?
Mm-mm. We haven't talked about it.
We thought it was a bomb. Like me and Todd like immediately started texting each other and we're like, what the fuck was that? He's like, I think it was an intruder. Yeah.
You heard it.
So it was like, it's weird how you wake up to sounds. Like you hear the second half of whatever you're waking up to. So like I heard the second half of this bomb sounding like sound. And I was like, Todd, I think it was an intruder. Like we're being broken into. And he was like, no, dude, I think it's an earthquake. So we're checking Twitter and like everybody's talking about it and everyone's freaking out.
We woke up when it was going on and it was just like our windows and stuff rattling and shaking.
Yeah, we didn't feel anything, but all the windows were going crazy. And I was like, what the hell is that?
Apparently like, I woke up. She was like, what's going on? Like, and I was just like, that's all right. Just go back to bed.
Yeah.
I was
and up, Kenny
yeah,
felt it.
I felt it. And
we didn't
we're in
feel
the same
it. His
house.
Bed was shaking. Yeah.
That's what's odd is that I, so weird. But like you said, it's kind of like how Zane described it though. He woke up for the second half of it. I guess that's what happened with all of us. Cause I woke up to it too, but then my bed was shaking and tremoring.
That's crazy.
It's also crazy that I felt comfortable enough to just like go back to sleep.
I'll
afterwards.
Deal with this in the morning.
It's weird that like we live in California and we know that it's such a common thing for earthquakes to happen. But when it's happening, you don't think earthquake. Yeah. Like you're like, is somebody breaking in? Like what?
Because it is
woke
such
up.
A strange feeling.
Yeah. Like you don't think about it. Yeah. And like they've been happening like overnight. That's the thing.
I was actually scared that the big one was about to come.
That so your
I
house was going to fall over
alert.
The hill.
I was up and alert all night. And it's crazy that we know this earthquake is going to happen at some point. And we're just like, you know, we're just going to live our life in the city until it fucking happens. And then we're going to wish we weren't here.
Like,
it's so
like
fucking scary.
130 years overdue or something.
Yeah. I feel like everybody's been talking about it. It's coming. It's going to happen. This is the year.
This little clip right now is not going to age well.
Well, yeah. Speaking of like, because in one of the podcasts, I was like, we just need something crazy to happen. Like shake the world up. Like,
oh,
we need
God.
And we woke up in quarantine.
So many people were bringing that shit up.
Yeah.
Like, and so many people posted that footage of us talking about
I am the mind freak.
This was like in January, February too. It was
right before.
It was 2 weeks before this shit all
entire
went
world shuts down.
God. Crazy. But that's the thing about earthquakes is that you don't know when they're going to stop. That's what's kind of freaky is that like, I mean, hurricanes, which we all know well, you can still get hit with some hurt. You can still
get
hit
we
with.
We get it bad. That's why I always wondered, like, how is Florida? When I talk to people from Florida, they're like, oh, another hurricane. But we, like, prepare. We tie everything down. Because like,
you know it's
flooded.
Coming. It's
I feel like we prepare if it's anything above a category 3, maybe.
Them shits are fun.
That's like, my house floods every time there's a hurricane.
Everybody just has hurricane parties.
It's fun,
like,
because
you go out in the eye, like once you're like, once it's passing over.
Oh, you come out. Did you ever come out? We'd all come out of our house when we hit the eye.
There were people that would come down. My area that I lived in wasn't properly drained. Like, the storm drains were a little lackluster, so it would kind of flood, but not like flood our house. The streets would just kind of flood. And I remember during the eye of a storm, it was a category 4, I think, maybe Wilma. We look out the window, me and my mom, we see our neighbors in a canoe just canoeing
that's
down
so cool.
the side of the road, like going.
As they should.
Yeah, that's. I'm like, this is so Florida.
That,
like,
is very Florida.
Very Florida.
And what's crazy is that when a big hurricane hits Florida, everybody outside of Florida all freaks out, like, oh my God, Florida's about to get hit. We need to pray, blah, blah, blah. But everybody in Florida is fine.
It's chilling, yeah.
It's fine. We getting off work. We getting out of
no school.
No school.
It's a fucking vacation for us. It sucks that our streets are fucking, you know, destroyed and we have to fix right. shit in our house. Mm-hmm. But, like, for some reason, everybody kind of, we just know what to do in yeah. Florida. We know how to prepare.
They can be very disastrous, though.
Oh yeah, I mean,
yeah,
outside, like, once outside of Florida, get like, is really bad. Like, in Louisiana, I feel like places are right by in yeah. that, like, nook of,
well,
the
especially
States,
because the Gulf of Mexico hit. Is just warmer, so anytime mm-hmm. that anything gets to the Gulf of Mexico and it gets warmer water, it
starts brewing.
It gets stronger, yeah. So theirs are always, I feel like theirs are always maybe a little bit more scary, but ours are scary. I mean, we've been through some bad ones. I mean, even Wilma, category 4, I remember, like, standing on a little chair to look over the little eye hole in the door, the front door, and I would see my neighbors across the street, their shingles just flying
yeah.
off, flying Whoa. Off, branches just coming down. Like, you see telephone wires just shaking, like, tremoring. Like, it's kind of scary as yeah. a kid, but then you grow up and realize that everyone's just kind of like, another one? Okay.
Also, people would, like, when... After the hurricane would happen, people would be out and, like, they'd be ripping tiles off their roof trying to get a new roof, their insurance. Oh, yeah. Like, they'd be, like, fucking their shit up
oh,
trying
I didn't think
to,
about
like.
That.
Oh. Dude, hurricane insurances are probably fucked out there. They're probably like, we need it. Like, they probably all have to, like,
right.
just close their business because it's, like, so many people. They're clearing them out.
Could
because
you imagine
so many
if
houses.
We named earthquakes? Like, we name our hurricane. Every
yeah.
single
yeah,
hurricane
boy,
we name.
Girl,
in
boy,
alphabetical
girl,
order,
alphabetical.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, is it alphabetical order?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And they're on I.
And when you said, I didn't know this actually, but you said that every other year or something, it's like boy, girl, and then it's girl, boy or something like that?
It just always flips, I believe.
I wonder why that is, because you're right. Like, why is that the only natural disaster that, like, has a name?
I get that.
Oh, right. But you were saying, like, so if A started for Anna, went through, then the next one would be Adam for the next
right.
year. And
but,
like,
I guess maybe.
Yeah.
yeah
they I should mean. Name tornadoes, like Tornado Tina.
Yeah. That. You know? Ooh.
Catchy.
Tornado Tiny.
Tornado Spice. Bad Baby.
Tornado Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Ooh.
Tornado Tortilla.
Did I tell you guys my little brother and sister were born during Hurricane Wilma? Like, it was over us when.
Really?
They were born.
Wait.
Yeah.
Like, born or conceived?
Born.
Oh. Good
they
question.
Were born.
Oh.
Were they in the hospital or they had a home birth?
They no, in the hospital. So they were in the hospital and, like, the hurricane was happening, and then after they came back and we had no electricity, which
oh
is like
gosh.
Really scary because the kids need like boiled, like, you know, the formula that they have to drink, like, is like when they're new, brand new born babies.
I'm like, sure.
When you know, they're brand new babies.
They need boiled milk. you know what I'm talking about, right?
He needs some boiled milk.
All I know is that it was scary because, like, we had no electricity and we needed to boil water to give them.
To heat the milk up.
To heat the milk up, exactly.
Do you know what the last one was called?
The last one that just hit Florida?
Oh,
or,
I know what it is.
Was getting close.
Stassi baby.
It was an I.
Close.
It was an I.
Hurricane.
Wait,
Aerodactyl.
Write it on the screen real quick.
Iridocyclitis.
Iridocyclitis.
Said pterodactylitis.
Okay, right there. You see the name of it?
Nope. Yeah,
wait, go back.
Nope. I just was
right there.
How it's spelled.
On the right.
Hurricane
Isosceles triangle.
Hurricane Isosceles.
He was so close.
He was actually pretty close. He
yeah,
was closer
you were
than
close.
Any of us. We all looked at that. We were like, that's Isaiah. Like, that's how you
Hurricane
say
Isaiah.
Hurricane
Isaias. Right? It's spelled Isaias.
Right.
I thought it was Isaias.
Yeah.
Isaias. Is it not? What is it then?
Isaias.
Okay.
I can see that.
Okay.
I feel like we're like losing creativity with coming up
with
these names.
We've just ran through every name.
All of that. What
happens? There's an Isaias listening to this right now, just like,
There's Why am I not valid?
Are tornadoes as scary as movies make them to be?
I think they're scarier.
Yeah, they're pretty bad.
They're worse than what
tornadoes are really bad.
I think I saw a world record.
They just rip through the town.
I don't know how they figured this out, but a guy holds the world record in Guinness for the longest distance thrown by a tornado.
That's terrible.
What? Hey, and he's still alive.
How do they even know that?
Like 1,000 feet, I think it was. Can you look that up and just double check it?
Wait, how do they know that?
I don't know.
Like Guinness has to be there to like to like give you the
right to like verify. I don't know. I saw something about it. Maybe
Guinness is there with their fucking.
They just happened to be in the car and they were like.
They're like, all right, here it comes. Get ready. Run out. Run out. Run out.
Would you guys ever want to chase tornadoes?
Absolutely.
I've always wanted to. That was terrifying. Like watching a Twister.
Yes, Twister.
I've always wanted to.
Oh my God. That was scary. You'd want to do what they did?
Guinness, 1,300 feet.
Matt Suter of Fordland, Missouri holds the record for the longest known distance traveled by anyone picked up by a tornado and survive. Oh, but somebody might have been thrown further. They just died.
This is...
R.I.P.
Okay, this has to be inaccurate, though, because there's no footage of this.
Nope.
There's
Guinness.
No proof of this.
Guinness.
There's no...
Guinness.
But says, Guinness wasn't there. How were they there for this?
It says, on the date, March 12th, 2006, it says, according to National Weather Service measurements.
Ooh.
How is the Weather Service measuring? Yeah.
What, the tornado has, like... What, did they send those balls like they did in Twister, the movie?
And then they're
to just capture any movement in a tornado?
Oh, I love
it. I'm terrified of tornadoes because of... The ride. Do you guys remember the ride Twister?
I heard they shut it down. I don't know why though.
It was terrifying.
Where is that at?
It was in Florida, Orlando.
I think Disney?
I think it was Universal.
Oh, you have a Universal too? That's cool.
We got everything down there.
I think
that's all we have. Alligators, theme parks, hurricanes.
They shut it down because I think it was too scary.
A child probably fell or something. It's always something like that.
Like, people were getting heart attacks. Or something. I know, like, it was something like that because I do remember that ride being...
Okay, here we go.
That's it? That's sick.
Cool. Oh.
So you're just standing there?
I think so.
Oh, so it's not like you're in a cart or anything. You're just standing there.
Right.
It's kind of like that other ride. Remember, like, the Atlantis ride or, like, the...
Yes.
It's kind of like...
I was getting confused with King Kong because King Kong, your, like, cart starts,
oh,
like,
my gosh. We had a King Kong ride, on Staten Island. So when we would have birthday parties, we would rent rides to come like down the street, and one was King Kong, but it was like one of those ships, like the pirate ships that just like swing like this.
Good ride.
But ours was called King Kong, and we would have it come down the street and we would all go on the King Kong and then it would just drive away.
Wait, didn't you work at a theme park for a while? That was your first job.
Who? Me?
Oh, this whole thing?
Me?
Hey, me.
Yes, I was. I was the mascot of an amusement park.
Ooh,
so it was in Pennsylvania. It's called Dorney Park.
Mm.
So in Pennsylvania, we have Hershey Park, which I'm sure you've heard
of. I've heard of.
It's Zane's favorite.
It's what I like to
it.
Dorney Park is basically, yeah, it's just like another Six Flags.
God, I get such a boner for these parks.
Zane.
I'm sorry. It's like my favorite fucking thing to do.
I know. I'm like addicted to parks.
And we haven't been in a year.
Oh my gosh.
Is this you?
Okay, wait, hold on.
So I was these two characters. I was Lucy and Snoopy.
Wait, that's
Snoopy?
That's a mascot of Dorney Park?
The mascot of Dorney Park is Snoopy. But
that doesn't even make sense.
I know, but I love it.
It's like when you go to, I don't know if they have them at Six Flags, but there's like a kiddie section where it's like, this was called Snoopy Land. So I was Snoopy, Lucy, and Linus.
All three at the same time? How did you separate your body to fit into three mascots at the same time?
She had three shifts back to back.
So when I did meet and greets, I would
really had to fucking say it like that.
She was signing autographs.
All right.
I would be Snoopy, and then we had to learn choreography for shows like on a stage. So I was So then I was like the kids. I was like Lucy and Linus. So we
Linus
had a
His Mariah, I hope you were that girl on the right.
That's Lucy. Yeah.
You look just
what
like
if that,
her.
What if that's you in those pictures and you just don't even know it?
There's a couple pictures of me. There's a picture of me in Linus somewhere.
Really?
Like, it was really cool. So like, that's my wait. This is me.
No.
Because they
tagged
me on Facebook.
No.
Yes. No. This is me right here.
Guys, this is Mariah.
In the bottom, this one, Lucy.
That's you?
Yeah.
Wait, how do you know that?
Because that's my stage. That's our costume. And I had this person tag me on Facebook one year.
Oh, my gosh. Look at my bubba.
Look at her.
Crazy. Look, it says, you can see in the background, it says 2011.
2011.
Peanuts.
Yeah. I did it for a few years.
Wow.
I wonder what we were doing while she was doing that. Probably fishing and drinking Smirnoff Platinums. I mean,
but like not definitely not working.
My one friend also worked at the games and he got fired because they would give us free vouchers like for ourselves. And he was going around school and like selling them to like reselling them to people.
We love an entrepreneur.
Yeah, that's a fucking hustle right there.
And somebody ratted him out and he got fired right away. And he was like, okay.
Well, I can't really say much because I just recently left a job on not so great terms.
You wrote a very professional.
Yeah, that was really good. That was a very well written.
You just have a way with words.
I know how to write professional emails, even when I'm not being totally professional.
Kenny's first apology in this industry.
This is my apology video to my previous employer. Yeah, I worked at a luxury. I don't know if you guys heard of it. It rhymes with
Hoochie.
And yeah, I just recently left on not so great terms.
So he got offered a better opportunity.
You can drink on the job. You can do whatever you want on the job, pretty much.
Never stopped me from drinking on the job before.
Woo!
No, but I liked that job for the time being. It served a purpose. But yeah, I'm just so not used to leaving a job on bad terms. I'm normally very professional. I know that, you know, I'm going to have to use this job as a reference and I'm going to have to do this X, Y, and Z.
We in COVID-19 right now, baby.
Yeah.
You're good.
And baby, I capitalized on that fact too.
And you've always worked at like high end retail stores, correct?
Pretty much. I mean, yeah. In my adult life, yeah, I've pretty much only worked for high end spots. So
you're bougie.
I didn't want to have to go out on the note that I did, but I sort of had to.
It was like a B flat.
Yeah, but you sent them a letter, like a really nice letter, saying that you're quitting. Blah blah blah. Like what happened after?
I mean, I just didn't. It didn't go the way that I wanted to. I wanted to, like, you know, give it 2 weeks and, you know, thank them for the opportunity and all that stuff. And it just kind of. I'm trying not to say anything incriminating, but I guess it doesn't matter.
Keep that in.
It got to the point where I was trying to
get yourself fired, basically.
I was trying. That would have been great. Getting myself fired would have been great because, you know, I could have the prospect of unemployment if that needed to happen. I was also trying to see where their head was at because I knew that they were kind of paying me to work remotely for a long time. So they sent me my phone, like, they sent me my phone and I was just kind of playing it by ear when they wanted to reopen again.
So you were stealing company dollars.
I was getting what I deserved.
Unbelievable.
So I was just sort of just, I was, ball was in their court. They kind of switched it up a few times and I was just wondering what the best case scenario would be to get the most money.
Clear them out. It's Gucci, baby. Clear their ass
it's
out.
It's all Gucci.
It's all rhyming with hoochie. But it was just not the best way to go out. I wanted to give it 2 weeks and all that stuff, and it just didn't happen that way. So I had to basically craft a very eloquently worded email saying, thank you so much for the employment. My termination will be effective immediately.
As of yesterday.
That was a little aggressive.
I feel like the last thing that I wanted to do before I left this job was use my company discount and get the pair of shoes that I'm currently wearing.
Oh,
that's
wearing
right.
The discounts you get are unbelievable. When you work there.
Very fair.
Is this in frame?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love those Hoochie shoes.
Yeah, I feel like I just wanted to get that last little use of the discount in because that was my benefit and that was my right.
That was your
God-given right while working there.
I was. That's why I don't feel bad, is that I knew I was like really decent the whole time I worked there.
I have a question, and I feel like you probably can't talk about this, but we really want to know,
Remember, you don't work there anymore.
Yeah, you don't work there anymore, so you can't get in trouble because you're already gone. You're fired. But you probably have dealt with like some, you know, rich assholes or celebrities or something. So you want to give us any stories on any celebrities or any well-known
He had a hard time saying the name of the store. You think he's going to name?
I know. But maybe.
I feel like I didn't have any bad, like terrible relations with people that other people would have known. I had good experiences with some people. Kelly Osbourne was really sweet.
Aww.
Really cool.
I expect her to be nice. Yeah.
Yeah. She, like, I remember she was, when she came into shop, she was, she seemed totally chill in the beginning, and then she seemed like a little bit rushed, and I'm like, oh, is everything cool? Like, are you okay? Whatever. She's like, yeah, my fucking mother is just blowing my phone up right now. And then she plays this voice memo, and it's like, you need to get to the jet. What are you doing? And like, it was very weird and dramatic.
That sounds
like it's like scripted, like it was written.
Yeah.
My friend had an interview to be the family's assistant, and he said they were the same way. Like, he was like, it's crazy. It's like watching like them on the show. Like, the what was the show?
The Osbournes.
The Osbournes. Keeping up with the Osbournes, I think.
Keeping up with the Osbournes. I mean, I have to look that up now.
That's so crazy that they're just like that. Like, yeah. Just like manic.
But initially, like very...
like nice.
Very nice. Very like regular people, whatever. And then... and then it just got a little stressful at the end when she just needed her stuff.
I mean, when you got to get to your private jet, you got to get to your private jet.
But she was really sweet. Jesus. I feel like at this job, we dealt with like a lot of like... just people that were like a little shady.
Shady in what way? Like, how do you be shady when you're buying Gucci?
I don't know. They just came in very like incognito and very like they looked like they had a secret, and then they paid with all cash, and then it was just an odd interaction every time. I just remember there was one guy that came in and he was really in a hurry. And I don't know why people are coming into Gucci in a hurry. Like, what do you need so quickly?
Right.
Yeah, that is strange.
Huh. Like, he wanted a jacket. And I got his size. I found his profile. I looked up the size that he bought in a similar jacket before. We nailed down the size. Very quick interaction, whatever. And then we were at the end of the transaction. And in these types of jobs, we're not a position that's like tipped. Like, we're paid fairly.
Yeah.
So we don't accept tips, anything like that. It was just this moment where he... at the end of the transaction, shook my hand. He goes, sorry for stressing you out, brother. Like, thanks for the help. Shakes my hand, and I feel a piece of paper in my hand. And I instinctively just keep eye contact, nod, just be like, of course, put the paper in my pocket and say, you know, if you ever need anything, like, you know, here's my card. I take my card out of my pocket that I put the paper in.
The money falls out.
Yeah. And so I checked it after he left, and it was $100 bill.
Whoa.
Oh, what? I thought it was gonna be some special note that he wrote, like,
you're hot, do you like me, yes or no,
just something. I thought it was gonna get real juicy. But $100, that's fucking good.
$100 tip. So
was this after he was being sketchy?
Yes.
Okay, so
he said, "Keep your mouth shut."
Yeah,
basically.
Yeah.
You didn't see me here.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Covering his tracks.
I feel like when you said that, I was thinking of like, what's the word? Like, I'm thinking of the people that go in there and they buy this shit, and they're like really shady, and they're probably not trying to like be very suspicious. I'm trying to think, like, they're probably buying shit to wear for very sketchy things, like underground. Sketchy things. I don't know. I'm like trying to think of like,
or you get some like money on the low from something, and you just got to spend it real quick. Try to like.
There was an instance that I still don't understand. That's the only thing. These people. I remember they came in on the day before Christmas. I want to say
Christmas Eve.
The day before. That's correct. Christmas Eve. There we go. It was Christmas Eve, or it was the day after Christmas. They come in. I swear they must have been, not one of them was older than 16. And they came in with
kids.
Louis Vuitton bags on bags on bags on bags on bags. And it just didn't really make sense. They came in right before we closed. They were pretty much the only people that were currently shopping. Everyone else had kind of left. And I was the one that was helping them. And in my mind, I was excited about the prospect of selling a lot because I saw that they had bags. But then at the end of the day, I was like, y'all are like 16.
How?
Like, at max. How? Like, what is this? Are you guys pulling my leg? Are these a bunch of empty LV bags? I didn't get it.
Did they look very confident? Were they like, oh, we know exactly what we're doing?
They looked very...
Did they look like daddy's money?
No. Daddy's money. 16? Oh, you mean like an actual father. I'm like, that was a different meaning.
Sugar daddy. He was thinking sugar daddy.
Sugar daddy.
Yeah. No, they didn't. They all seemed very like, they were not like prissy teenagers or anything like that. They were very like rough around the edges and they were nice and cool and whatever, but they were just like, oh, okay, you don't have that in a large. Like, I feel like large would be better, but like, yeah, whatever. Like, I'll just take the extra large. And then I also wanted shoes and like, this bag is really cool. Can you tell me about this bag? And I was like, what's happening? And then fast forward to the end of the transaction, they spent $21,000.
What?
In
Kenny,
one
I feel like in that situation, if I was in your shoes, I feel what? Like I would call somebody before making this transaction.
But baby, when you're making commission,
I know
but when you sell hard like goes.
I know. Great. No, I'm just saying.
You,
like,
when they pay with a card, do you check for ID or anything?
We do. Yeah, I checked for ID.
And they like, match the card, the it names. Did.
But. I remember the name. Okay, so I won't say the name, but...
Yeah, hold on. How old were they? Because you got their ID.
Yeah, there was a ringleader, and she was probably at least 16.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
Maybe she was older, but she didn't look like it. She didn't really... None of them acted like they were older or anything like that. Weird. They seemed like kids. But
they're just YouTubers.
I don't know. She gave me her ID. She gave me her card. The names matched. But before that, I asked, oh, and what's the name for the profile? And she gave me a different name.
Oh, she might be somebody like a daughter of somebody really famous.
I don't know. I honestly wish that
you don't remember the name.
I don't remember the real name. I remember the fake name that she gave me.
Ooh.
What was the fake name?
Google it.
Oh, come on.
No, I did Google it. That's the thing.
Oh, you did.
I Googled it right after she left.
Is this
left.
Like when people check into a hotel and they have to go under an alias?
Oh, it's an alias name.
She basically gave me the name of a porn star. And the spelling of it, she spelled it the name that the porn star spelled it. She spelled it a specific way.
So do you think this is like the porn star's little sister or like
I don't
relative?
Know. But then she literally came in probably, I would say, close to a year later. And I recognized her when she came in the store. And I go, I think you shopped with me before. And she goes, yeah, man, I think I did. She came in just her and another friend. Again, seeming like she brought this guy friend that was just young and just whatever. And
what?
she buys another $18,000 that day.
What in the world?
Holy There's this whole moly. Other, like this world that we just don't
yeah,
fucking
I don't get
see.
It.
What is going on? What is going on?
What is going on?
What do
on?
You think? Like, when you saw that, what did you think was going on?
I was just like, so, like, long day of shopping, huh? And she's like, yeah. She's like, we just fell into a lot of money recently and...
Lawsuit.
Weird.
Lawsuit.
Lawsuit.
Lawsuit, lottery. I don't know what it was. It could have been lottery too. Like I feel like I dreamed up lottery just because I'm like, these people seem like this is how people would react if they
if
were
they
just
won
kind
the lottery.
Of.
Is this connected to the 16-year-old girls that you were taking?
It was the same group.
A year later.
I mean,
that seems sketchy to me. That whole situation, it seems like it needs to be looked into.
I mean, if they came into money, I mean, it makes sense. What, 90% of people who win the lottery go bankrupt?
It makes no sense.
It reminds me of when David and I went to his hometown to buy those three cars for his friends.
Yeah.
To buy those and three
cars. This was for his 420th video.
Right.
Got it. Big surprise, his three best friends with
us. So we go to Mercedes and we're walking around and obviously we're younger than the average demographic that is going into Mercedes and buying cars and nobody's giving us the time of day. Like, they're just like, piss off. We're like, can we find this type of car? And they're like, yeah, it's out in the lot somewhere. We're like, you can't like take us out. It's out there, we're busy. So we're like, what the fuck? Like, it was like, I don't know, I guess they were profiling
like there's
us
someone that's
whatever.
Gotta make three car purchase,
right? They didn't know that.
They
so we,
know
like,
that
we started getting annoyed. So it's the same, like, I guess if you have little kids walking in and you're like, oh, you're in Gucci, you guys are probably just being little shits. But, like, you don't know who's who, what's what.
Right.
So we kind of, like, started getting mad. So the guy finally got somebody's attention and we're like, how much for this one? He's like, this price. And then we're like, could we do this? And he's like, no, like, it's whatever. I was like, could you do that price if we bought three of them? He goes, if you buy three of them, I'll give them for this price. We're like, cool, wrap it up. We'll do it right now. And he was just like,
oh my God.
Just made him feel so stupid.
It's true. I mean, I won't even lie. There have been times when the thing is, I mean, it's human nature. Like, even working in this field for so long, there is a certain type of clientele that you just grow to expect.
Mm-hmm. It's and, a pattern.
Right. And it's not, it's nothing to do with, half the time it's nothing to do with like how they look or how they whatever. But when someone carries themselves in a certain way, you just feel like, like, are you in the right place? Are you just messing with me? Or is this a
Didn't you say,
bitch?
Like, kids would come in all the time, like, Gucci gang, Gucci gang? And you're like, okay, they're not going to buy anything.
That's another weird thing. Like, seeing
me little
kids
me and Todd 2 years ago.
Shit. I would never walk in a store. Like, I still, to this day, like, I work for these types of brands. And, like, I still don't feel comfortable going into a place like that unless I'm looking to buy something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Genuinely.
Oh, yeah.
But kids nowadays, they're, like, they go in and they want to see stuff that's in, like, the rap videos. And they're, like, oh, my God, have you helped any celebrities? And I'm, like, yes, I have. And they're, like, who? And I go, that's confidential information. Now it's not, but literally now it's not.
Air it out, baby. Air it out.
Yeah. But that's what these little kids come in and they ask and they go, can I see that? And can I whatever? And it's annoying. Like, it's annoying to have to deal with these little kids that you know aren't going to buy anything. But at the same time, like, we all had to help those types of kids. If they're sweet, if they're kind, if they're polite.
But you know what? Yeah. At one day, they're going to be going in there and spending their first paycheck because that's all they want. All
right. Well, that was juicy. I know. We need to get to the bottom of that story.
Lots of unanswered questions. I mean, speaking of juicy, I have a juicy segment for you guys. If you guys are down. I got a lovely email from Kate from Atlanta.
Hey, Kate from Atlanta.
Hey, Kate Atlanta. And she was wondering if you guys were aware how much fan fiction was out there about you guys.
We're very well aware. I've seen a lot.
Are you?
You are? Yeah,
I've seen a
lot. He just reads it before bed. He's just like, tell me about what I'm doing.
It seemed like two different answers.
Like
he was like,
3 years, like years ago, people would always like send it to, like, I've seen like
so
quite a
few. So interesting. I used to see a bunch on Tumblr about like One Direction.
That's
Tumblr
what I would see
was
too.
Huge fan fiction.
And they would have little photo sets of the outfits. Like, this is the outfit you wear when you meet Louis, like, for the first time.
Wait, it would be so, like, is fan fiction like always like sexual?
No.
Or is it
not necessarily?
No,
doesn't have to be.
It just like fictional stories about somebody that you love.
Yeah, the ones people share are always sexual. Okay. Because those are the like interesting ones.
Gotcha.
But
however, the ones that I have prepared may or may not be sexual. We will find that out together.
You have some about us.
Yeah, I did some research and I found some fan fiction regarding you guys.
Okay.
I would like you to read it for the audience. A little story time.
Okay.
It doesn't have
Where's
to
be Where's our like, scripts? Should we do a read?
Line.
I have ones for both of you. If you guys feel uncomfortable at any moment, you can stop. But I'm just saying.
Oh, it's like that.
I'm just saying.
Whoever gets the furthest into their story wins.
Yeah. And the audience is going to vote on who won this segment. Who got the furthest.
This is going to be really dirty, though.
First one to get hard loses.
First one to have a whop.
Kenny's like, I'm out.
I'm going to give a little backstory to the story that Heath is going to read for us.
Okay.
So Heath's going to go first. So,
he stepped off of his horse.
Right.
Just a little backstory for you guys. Heath and Louise have been together for 1 year and 5 months now. Louise is content with how the relationship has been going, but when a rowdy YouTuber shows up at David Dobrik's house party and tries to shake things up between them, how will Heath react?
Oh, okay. Let's see what I do.
I do what I do.
From the top.
So huh? I don't have to read anything.
Here we go.
Oh, okay.
This is my story to tell.
I'm like, what's it?
Stop peeking. All right. Baby, I heard Heath yell from the other room. Yeah, I answered. Do you know where my boots are? He asked. Cowboy ones, I asked him. Babe, you know those are not cowboy boots. He steps closer to me with a smile on his face. Oh, dear Lord, how much I love that smile. They definitely are. Look at the closet. I said, I already looked and they are not there. He whined and sat on the couch. Heath, Zane yelled, put different shoes on. We have to get going. But baby, I want to wear those, he whined. I always got confused because he called us both, me and Zane, babies. And I didn't know if he was talking to me. Baby, we have to go, Zane told me and hugged me from the back. Heath placed a kiss.
Oh, Mariah's getting pissed. Look at Mariah's face.
She's like, hold up.
Kenny wrote this. Kenny just sat there last night, just took an Adderall, just like.
Now, basically, all the popular YouTubers were there. Also, Jake Paul. He had a thing with
him.
He's
Jake
not
Paul's
one of the popular
here.
YouTubers.
Yes.
Let me just skip to where it's juicy. He put me down on the floor. I walked in right and pushed against the door, and his lips locked on mine. He was kissing me eagerly with passion. He cupped my face with his hand, pulling me closer to him. Oh. I felt a burning sensation in my lungs. No, baby, that's the cigarettes.
Oh, my God.
And he pulled away, his forehead resting on mine. I love you, Louise, he said, and kissed me again. Bubba, sorry. He was mine and I was his. Somebody is writing this about me?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Take it off. Whoa. He kissed me again, slowly moving down from my lips.
I love how he's reading it. He kissed me again.
He looked at me and I saw sparks in his eyes. He rubbed his...
Rubbed his what?
Rubbed his what?
I can't do this.
Rubbed his what?
Is he tapping out?
He rubbed his wop.
You can't read past this. You got to read past it to get
this
there.
This is bad. He pulled his glizzy out.
No.
Oh, my God. There was a moment of silence. We were both trying to catch our breath. Never, and I mean never, talk about Jake again or I'll fucking kill him. And that's how it ends.
Territorial. Wow. I think that's a recurring theme, honestly, in my research about them.
Wow.
They like it when their object of affection... Like, if it's about you or if it's about, you know, Zane, like, they like when the person gets territorial about them. Like, there's no way they would ever let you stray from their arms, you know? Like,
wow. Those.
It's interesting how, I mean, I thought the cowboy boots thing was kind of funny because it's just like what the general audience thinks of you and like what your life would be like behind closed doors.
Me just
kind of thing.
Can't find my cowboy boots.
Yeah, that's your daily struggle. Can't find the boots.
Which is so untrue because your cowboy boots would be right there.
Right.
Right there next to the
exactly
front door.
I know exactly.
Yeah. It's like,
don't fucking think about me like that.
But
I must not know you well.
I'm not forgetful.
There were some for you too that I found that were pretty. I feel like they were accurate. With how
I think
you
we can
act.
Skip that.
Yeah, I feel. I mean, you know, comment down below if you guys want Zane to read some uncomfortable shit in a future episode. Let us know. But we'll leave it at that. Always leave him wanting more.
Ooh. Speaking of Jake Paul in this fantasy world, did you guys see or hear anything about what just happened?
Yeah, dude, that was fucking the raid. The FBI raided his house.
Oh, right. Yes.
That's crazy. So does the FBI raid anybody's houses if they're suspected to have like large guns? Because he obviously had large guns in his house.
So, like, supposedly it wasn't because of that. They just happened to be found.
Right. That's
during
true.
The raid.
So... What was the reason?
Nobody knows what the reason was.
Well, still to this day, nobody knows why.
There's speculation. Yeah.
There's speculation that they saw him in some sort of protest or something that was like riot related in a video. And someone identified him as taking part in the bad things that were going on. And so I think that's where the investigation stemmed from to make sure that he was... not actually involved in those things. But there were also things that were made public. Like there was a video that was posted on his channel that openly displayed guns on his wall. Mm. So I don't know if the people were also tipped off about that.
Right.
They put like the guns, did they suspect him to riot against the police or something with all these guns? Like what, like was that?
No, I mean, I think they just knew that he had them. So like, if somebody was accusing someone of looting and rioting and they were identified in a video, this is so-and-so, he's a big YouTuber, you should go check him out. If he was suspected of doing those things, they would have to respond. And if they knew who he is and if his address is well-known or whatever, they're gonna investigate it.
Interesting.
And if somebody gives them a tip that says, also FYI, I just watched his last video, he has guns in his house,
that's
they
enough.
Have to take extra precautions. Okay. Yeah, they have to be aware of that and they have to confiscate those, you know, weapons and all that stuff. So I think that's what happened.
There was like drone shots of like the guns like laying against like the jacuzzi and shit. Did you see that? I don't know if it was staged or not, but it looked like a drug cartel's office.
What if they were fake FBI and it was just a prank? Or not a prank, but like a publicity stunt type thing.
I don't think so because it was clearly the FBI. I mean, that
he released a statement saying that
those pictures.
He said that he denies any like, you know, partaking in looting or rioting or anything like that. He said that he was peacefully protesting at the time and that, you know, everything was just kind of, I guess, blown out of proportion. But of course the headlines are going to say, you know, threat to society. Jake Paul has many guns in his house that are now confiscated. You know, it's just like, I think before people knew more about it, that was just all they were seeing, was they were seeing drone shots of like guns being extracted from his house and everyone just kind of,
yeah,
you know,
because I'm sure if FBI raids Dan Bilzerian's house, they're gonna find.
I mean, you can have guns as long as they're legally owned firearms.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
right. Yeah. I just think one of their first kind of methods of operation were.
But those
go
pictures,
in.
Look at right that, there look at look that like shit.
That looks
out.
Like that looks like some shit you'd see in Narcos.
So this is the video. That video was he was filming a prank, and they were openly displayed on.
I
the
mean,
wall.
That's absolutely stupid to have guns just sitting on the wall like
and
that.
And those aren't like fake guns; those are real guns that were hung on the wall.
Yeah. I mean, if they're
how do you not have
and...
a safe?
Well, that's another thing. Like in California, you have to have them locked up.
Yeah.
You can't just have a gun out.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
So that was kind of a violation of, you know,
yeah.
I guess, right there.
Go. Let me see the gun on the wall. Okay. So I will tell you right now, that AR doesn't have a fin grip, which is illegal. And it looks like it has quite a few accessories. And that's not California legal.
Heath was going to be
that
a cop,
gun?
Guys.
Well, there yeah. you go. From the man himself.
The cop that never was. Heath Hussar.
We went off a little off topic.
We did all right.
I think we hit most of them.
I like episodes like this because they go by so quick.
Yeah.
Like it feels like we just started.
This conversation today and last episode, it felt like we were in our living room, which I feel
lots
like we haven't had
tangents.
In a long time. Yeah, exactly.
I love math.
We're going to wrap this podcast up, guys. Thank you again for tuning in to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. Mm-hmm. We post the audio of this podcast every Monday on Spotify. On Google Podcasts,
true,
all that, and we post a video form on youtube.com/Zane and Heath every Tuesday, the day after. Make sure to get our merch at fanjoy.co/Zane.
You're going to grab it, and then also we have the gaming starting up soon. We got the setup, and get ready for that.
Yeah, we're really excited about that. We just got all of our shit and our computer, our carpet, all that stuff. We're gonna set it up, or I think we might film it, we don't know yet, but it's gonna be really exciting and we can't wait to start that.
All right, guys, and as always, thank you again so much for listening. We love you and we will see you next week.
Besos, XOXO Gossip Girl.
Bye.